This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your
rubbers. Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McMahon.
Thank you, bitch. Shit off your huge fucking cock!
What's your language, bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag! You are a scumbag!
I did tell him to stop!
Fuck it!
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Woo!
Yes! Yes! Come on, man!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God. We need to find this fucking tape. I just
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now to open up the demon in me.
Everybody!
Hello!
Hello, good evening! Bienvenue, welcome!
No.
Konnichiwa, bitches!
I know, yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show live for your listening pleasure here on HamRadioShow.com, home of the waffle. Enjoy it. 718-577-1389. How are you doing this evening? Let's go to Billy. Billy, how you doing?
Spectacular, wonderful, and overjoyed.
Please sing your answer. Billy, how you doing?
Fuck
off. He ain't gonna sing anything.
Danny, how you doing?
I am beautiful, baby.
No, you're not. I've seen you naked. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to sexually harass a woman and drink some wine.
Hashtag me too.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
In a totally different connotation.
Way to go, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm going up. I'm going down. I'll tell you.
He's going all the way around.
I do it.
all around the mulberry bush.
You know, the French take the blame, but the Italians are the ones that really do it.
That's right. And the Navy gets the gravy while the... No.
Yeah. Well,
the Navy gets the gravy while the... Somebody gets the beans. I don't know who it is.
It's true. It's true.
I don't know. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Stop lying.
No, I shit you not.
Yeah.
What? It is the fucking Ham Radio Show, Danny. We are live. This is a real thing.
We've been on for 4 minutes.
People are listening to this shit as we speak.
I can't take it anymore.
Do you understand? The poor people like Trish and Rich and Debbie and all the poor ear holes that are out there that are listening to this very program.
Yeah.
And you have the audacity to tell them that they're in a land of make-believe and hullabaloo. You, sir, are a fucking dick.
They're just dreaming. They're in.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Alexa.
Yes.
Am I Chris Farley?
No.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Excuse me, I didn't say faggot. I said Alexa.
Yeah.
God damn it. When I ask you for your... See, and now she's mad again because I said her name twice. You dick.
Uh-huh. Okay, faggot, what's next?
See, now you can answer, Billy. Go
okay.
Ahead. God damn it, we called you by name? Go ahead.
What the shit?
What the shit?
I told you he was in a bad mood today, right?
I'm not in a bad mood.
He was in a
the
bad
thing
mood.
That's up there that calls you an idiot was written by Danny, not by me.
Who
I think you're a cocksucker, not a fucking goddamn idiot. That's Danny's idea. Danny thinks you're an idiot. I think you're a fucking cocksucker.
Who, Danny?
Billy, retort.
What?
There you go.
When? Why?
Billy heard tort and he got hungry.
Billy can curse.
Billy can totally curse.
I can't see Danny's
name. It says right there, Ham Radio is live, and Joe is an idiot.
Oh, it's up at
so
the
listen
top,
anyway at hamradioshow.com. It's right there for the public who lives in a van down by the river.
Jesus, Danny, I don't know why everybody says you're so dumb.
How dumb is he?
God.
Thought we were doing a bit.
I know.
It's like, this show is like Johnny Carson if we had no talent.
We had no talent.
If he had no talent whatsoever, that's exactly what it was.
I watch Johnny every night. He is, like, so cool. He, even now that he's been off the air for 20 years.
And dead.
He's still, dead, very dead.
Very dead.
He stopped smoking them cigarettes.
Yes.
And he's still cool. The show is cool.
Well, the Tonight Show is a, well, they don't even call it that, by the way. I looked it up.
Well, yeah, well.
Because you made me find that channel, that antenna television.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not, they're not allowed to call it the Tonight Show.
Oh,
if you read the thing, it says Johnny Carson.
Oh,
it does not say the Tonight Show
okay.
with Johnny Carson.
That's right. It was the Tonight it's Show starring Johnny Carson.
It just says Johnny Carson.
Right.
As a big FU to Fallon and NBC.
Fuck
like,
them is right.
Probably went, no, you can't write Tonight Show because we have the Tonight Show. Because
political
it airs.
Fucking hacks.
It airs at the exact same time as Fallon. It's 11:30.
Yeah.
It airs exactly when the... shitty Tonight Show airs, the good Tonight Show airs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check your local listings for everything. But I don't know if that is that channel everywhere.
Yeah,
is antenna television everywhere?
Yeah, I think it's basic cable. Yeah,
Billy. By the way, speaking on behalf of the cable companies, he's
it's pretty much available.
It's everywhere.
All your different forms there.
Yeah,
Billy, please call your satellite or cable provider. Please.
Right, it's available,
and it's available.
Oh, Billy.
Just tell him Billy sent you.
Yeah.
Say, hey, look, I listened to this shitty show and Billy sent me.
Tony Clifton and I, we lie in bed, we watch the show, we play Dead or Alive, you know.
Are you dead?
Is he alive? Is he dead?
Oh,
most of the people are dead.
I thought she was just pointing at your penis.
No, that's a...
Dead or alive?
Come back to life, honey.
She just looks at his dick and goes, anytime now.
Anytime now.
Let's go.
Hello.
I'm wearing my negligee for a reason.
Remember when Sammy Davis Jr. did that impersonation?
Joe, does your wife, like, when you're lying in bed, does she flirt with you? Does she, like, just pull out a tit?
Not anymore, baby.
Want to see my big tits?
Does she flash you at least?
No. You know what?
Like an ass shot?
And this is true.
This is true. Everything else has been bullshit.
But seriously, my wife never lets me see her naked. Never. I mean, you know, like, even, like, you know.
Since when? You have three kids.
No, and I mean.
Two kids.
What I'm trying to say is,
one was aborted.
You know, like, she would, that is, like, so out of character for her to do something like that. I would, like, you know, I would be, I'd love it, but she.
Wait, so she never, and she never,
never,
like,
flashed me?
No, 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 even that. No. She never, like, is the one that's the instigator when it comes to sex? Oh, she, no. Like, grab your dick and go, it's your lucky night, tiger.
I wouldn't say that, but she wouldn't, you know, she might come to bed wearing something.
What I imagine Joe doing is Joe's foreplay. What I imagine Joe doing is literally just dropping trow, and he probably has a hard on at that moment. And then
do.
He just starts wiggling at her.
Yeah.
Like, he just starts shaking his dick at her. Like
can't put a price on good pussy.
Sarah Marshall there, whatever.
Dick slinging.
Yeah, he's like slinging his dick at her.
Yeah.
That's what I imagine Joe does.
I do that, yeah.
I would think that
Joe's
level
of foreplay is a little. And then she starts laughing so much we can't have sex because she's hysterical laughing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, while her mouth is open, just go to town.
Yeah, that's going to happen too, right?
Hashtag me too.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a married old man. She's never sucked your dick.
Never. Never.
As soon as that ring went on, never happened.
That's right. Exactly. Now, before we were married, it was different.
All day long.
She's marry doing, me, please. Come on.
While she was making the sauce. She only wants you to suck. You know, like, she only wants you to suck her dick. That was right. What almost came out of my mouth.
And I never ate pussy either.
Never.
Yeah.
Well, not hers. I mean,
I'm so excited.
I've got some property to sell you.
Just saying.
Okay.
I'm tired of thinking about Joe having sex.
Okay.
Can we talk about? It's almost as disgusting as thinking about Ryan Seacrest. Rubbing his cock against women.
You know, as bad as that sounds.
Yeah, we talked about this off air, by the way. To keep everyone in the loop, okay. Ryan Seacrest is now the next contestant on whose cock is this?
Who's going to insult me later?
Yeah, there's been sexual misconduct allegations levied against. And then, by the way, allegations, you know, you got to use that word again.
Allegations.
Against Ryan Seacrest. The girl, by the way, Susie Hardy, was a single mother with a preschool-age daughter when she landed the job of Ryan Seacrest's personal stylist for E! News in 2006.
What exactly is a personal stylist?
They dress him, right? Don't they dress him?
Yeah, someone who gets...
They buy his clothes and shit and stuff like that. Right?
The guy that would look at you and go, no suspenders.
Yes.
No suspenders. Put a fucking belt on, you fat tub of goo.
Yes.
That guy.
Wear the red scarf.
The position provided good pay and a schedule that would allow her to pick up her child from school on most workdays. So it was good.
Good job, yeah.
It was a good job.
Good money.
But then the tables sure did a turn. Allegedly, what had happened, according to a letter that was given in November from Hardy's attorney addressed to the cable channel E, which, by the way, the parent company is NBC Universal.
That's right.
And Seacrest. The job became an ordeal as Seacrest subjected Hardy to years of unwanted sexual aggression, grinding his erect penis against her while only clad in his underwear.
Underwear, yes.
Groping her vagina at one point, slapping her buttocks so hard that he left a large welt that was still visible hours later.
I smell foul play, Sherman.
Yes, this is all allegedly, by the way. We have to say that because, yet again, it's an allegation.
5 years ago.
5 years ago, 2000.
At the earliest, 5 years ago.
Well, 2006 is when she got the job.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Hardy claimed that she endured the abuse for years because she had concern about providing for her daughter.
Right.
And that the situation only ended in 2013.
Yeah.
So, it was, I mean, 2013 is when it ended, supposedly, when she reported Seacrest allegations to HR executives, her employment ended.
So, shocking.
Just saying.
You better not say nothing.
You better not. It's the Santa Claus thing. You better not shout.
Keep your mouth shut.
I'm telling
you
what.
Your job is keep your mouth shut.
Ryan Seacrest is spanking your ass.
Yeah.
Come on. That's
He denies it, by the way.
Of course he denies it. But come on now. Rubbing your erect penis.
Yeah.
in your underwear against...
Well, you don't know how serious this whole thing is. It's an allegation.
That's pretty fucking serious, Joe.
Well, no. You know, he could have been just walking past and she might have touched his penis. A lot of people have touched my penis in jest, you know. It happens.
In jest or in passing, there's a difference.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. You still don't... You're not allowed in jest... to rub your cock against a girl. I'm just saying it doesn't turn out well.
And, you know, a little smack on the ass sometimes is like, it's like football. You know, hey, good job.
Ooh. What, he didn't say go get him, Tiger. And slap him. Good job on my fucking ascot. Bam, and slap her on the ass.
I don't know. Worst case scenario, they were terrible things to do. There's no question about that. But the thing is, it could be all blown out of proportion. And for her to put up with it for years, and then 5 years later, when all this is becoming like, hey, maybe I can make a few bucks type of deal.
Well,
they're all coming out of the woodwork.
But it's quite possible that, you know, she didn't do it because she stayed at the job. We've all stayed at jobs, Joe, where we didn't want to be there.
Okay, what about 2014? Why did she come out 2014? Or 2015? Or 2016? Or 2017? Or 2000? Now,
well, I'm not saying.
Apparently, when she filed, she got fired.
So wait, hold
or
on.
She was let go.
All hold the on. More she has nothing to
wait,
lose.
Oh, wait a minute. Let's just say she's doing it for the money.
Okay.
Fuck it. That's why she's doing it.
Okay.
Okay, now what? So she's doing it for the money. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it matter? If he actually did do these things.
Allegation.
No, I'm saying allegation.
He denies it.
We're saying allegedly.
She got a witness. She got a tape. She got a video. What does she got?
Well, let's just say she. No, but let's just.
A cell phone. Take a picture of your
ass
with the hamper on.
Hold on. I'm taking your side. If you shut the fuck up long enough, I'm taking your side. What I'm saying is, you know, if he did do this, let's just say he did. Like OJ, if I did. Okay, let's just say that Ryan Seacrest rubbed his cock on. It's still. It is bad. I mean, you're saying that a good nice slap on the ass is okay. It's not okay. It's bad. You can't do it.
Well, you're saying if it's true.
I said if it's true. I am precursing.
You know
I'm
what gets me, and I said this 100 times before.
Yeah.
Allegations should never be made public. If they're true and you got proof, come on out, baby. Go for it. Because that's wrong to do those things.
Wait, hold on. Ryan Seacrest just slapped the girl's ass again.
Yeah.
There it is.
There you go.
By the way, Debbie in the Facebook Live suite, which, by the way, is conveniently located on my Facebook page. I didn't tell you about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, shut up. I'm busy. Debbie's saying, by the way, so he likes it rough.
yeah.
To me, the biggest allegation, the earth-shattering thing here is
gay?
I thought Ryan Seacrest was gay.
Yeah,
I thought he was a homo.
He certainly looks like it.
With a lot of, like, fag hags hanging around him. Like his beards, I thought that's what it was.
Yeah. I always
because you never hear.
I'm dead.
Yeah, you never hear. Joe loves that.
I love that.
You never hear about him pounding puss.
Yeah.
You hear about him with chicks.
The penis is.
But you heard about Liberace with chicks too, so that doesn't mean anything.
Well, Liberace was gay as
Really, Joe? I didn't know. Thanks.
He was gay.
Thanks for that earth-shattering fucking
Are
detail.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I knew he was gay even when the people didn't know he was gay.
Joe was...
He denied being gay for years.
Joe was one of the pool boys.
Yeah, he used to have a beard, you know, a woman used to be seen with and everything, you know. Yeah,
Are you done repeating everything I just said?
His brother Carmen knew he was
Thanks.
Gay.
Thanks, good. Why don't you take a Quaalude and let him fuck you in the ass? Can I finish my story here, please?
Hello, motherfuckers. How are you today?
Thank you. All right. Now, what I'm saying is that you have to admit both sides of this story here. If the allegations are completely accurate,
If they are. Yes.
Okay. It is not okay to rub your erect cock.
I agree.
On a girl.
I agree.
It is also not okay to just
unless it's an accident.
And how is that an accident?
Oh,
I have never been in a situation in which my dick was both erect and rubbing against a girl on accident.
Suppose you're going down a narrow hallway, right?
How big is your dick? He's the white guy, first off.
Now, wait a minute. We said this
His name was Jerome Seacrest. I could see this happening.
She was what? His
personal stylist.
Yeah. Okay, so she's got to, like, you know, measure him.
You know, what's the length from the crotch to the leg? You know,
I could see, something like that where they make contact.
But, yes, but he rubbed. But that's
but
different.
That's different from
she's
what they're
alleging,
saying.
She might have been picking out his underwear. You
she's
don't know.
Alleging that she, that yeah. he was in his underwear with an erect cock
yeah.
rubbing right. on her. That you ain't measuring fucking right. yeah. his waist size.
Let me do
his
let
fucking
me,
underwear.
Let me do your inseam. First off,
I measure that shit out. Man.
Okay, but that would happen once because his inseam wouldn't fucking change.
Oh, he did it more than once.
Yes.
Then why did she like you know guard against it for Christ's sake?
She either that or she was picking yeah. out his underwear.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, these are a little rough, or
yeah, let me
too how, much this or that."
Okay,
feel
all right,
that?
Right.
Yeah.
Wait, fuck all that. Let's just say that. No. Let's just say that Billy's absolutely right.
No, he's not.
The underwear, the whole thing. What about the part, the alleged allegation, he grabbed her pussy?
Right.
Oh, he did that too?
Now explain to me how that fucking
I didn't hear that one.
I read the, it's right here in the statement.
Oh, I read that. I don't read the statements.
I know that. grinding his erect penis
yeah.
against her while clad in only his underwear.
Yeah.
Groping her vagina at one point.
Genitalia.
Slapping her buttocks.
Slapping her buttocks.
Yeah, give me a slap.
That's explainable. Slapping her buttocks
so hard that he left a large welt that was still visible for hours.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right. Now, I guess the reason he groped at her and touched her was like, well, see, my underwear feels very uncomfortable, not like yours, which is not, you know.
Are you sure? Yeah.
You know, that would
Ladies
be
and gentlemen,
excuse.
For the defense, we have Billy Matlock.
Yeah.
Billy Matlock will now handle Ryan Seacrest's case.
Was she wearing jockey shorts?
I don't know. Maybe they would have Hanes without the tag.
These are crotchless panties.
Hey, maybe she had no pants on. You know, why? How could she feel, you know, it could happen.
And by the way, ABC is standing by him, which I find incredibly funny because they threw Mario Batali out of the, like, picked him up by his ponytail and threw his fat ass
You're
out the
gone,
door.
Baby.
Threw him off the bus.
And those are way tamer allegations.
Go over to the Playboy channel.
They're rubbing your erect cock on somebody and grabbing a puss. I'm just saying, in the middle of that, he was making a souffle.
I guess.
All right,
so.
He was doing a lot more shit. Seacrest was doing way worse shit, allegedly.
I
than
gotta tell you,
else.
What it all boils down to is men are dogs.
We are. We are total
we're,
fucking
we're
dogs.
Pigs. And that's why these allegations become believable. Because most guys are dogs. We're like, you know, we're let's
we're
face it.
Fucking savages.
Yes,
Joe.
We are.
We are, though. At the end of the day, we're simple creatures. All we want to do is fuck.
Yeah.
Women got that. They understand that about us.
I share the big banana with everybody.
The only time we don't want to fuck is if we're fucking on a regular basis and then we get tired of you.
Well,
then if we get tired of you,
we're going to do somebody
Christ
else.
Compels you.
Exactly.
The power of Christ compels you.
I can't control myself.
Now go do something bad.
I'm going to bring Ryan Seacrest's cock down. The power of Christ compels you.
Dominus vobiscum.
Yeah, it's true. Every man
et
wants to.
Cum spiritu to
sorry, I didn't mean to
Can you not
the
interrupt the Lord?
The blessing, I know. No, every man wants to fuck every
that
woman.
That was Latin.
With the exception of Meryl Streep, you know. That's it.
Nobody wants to fuck
Nobody
Meryl Streep.
Wants to fuck Meryl Streep.
I got 3 whole minutes.
Ugly,
I don't want to do. I don't want to do the story. I
hate that girl.
By the way, Barbara Streisand cloned her dogs.
She cloned her
I don't want to do the fucking story. I just want to ask a question.
She's going to clone James Brolin next.
I want to do a 3-minute right now. Danny, put the clock on. 3 minutes on the clock. I want to ask, gun to your head. Ooh. Gun to your head. Barbara Streisand, Meryl Streep. You got to fuck one of them. You got to. Or you get shot in the head. You got to fuck one of them. Okay? Barbara Streisand, Meryl Streep. Danny, go ahead.
Barbara Streisand, even though she was too old for Yentl.
She was too old
for
Yentl.
That's what she
I would. I can't even imagine fucking Barbara Streisand. Billy, Barbara Streisand, Meryl Streep, gun to your head. You got to fuck one of them. What do you got?
Oh, Barbara, just so like you can put it in her nose.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That fucking thing.
Okay, see, I never thought of that. That is not a bad idea.
Ooh.
That is not a bad idea. You can at least finish it and fill it up like a fucking cream pie.
That's true.
Joe, Barbara Streisand, Meryl Streep.
Barbara Streisand does anal, so you can take Barbara anytime.
Barbara Streisand does anal?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody.
Where did you hear that?
Everybody knows
it. It was on the
what
high
do you mean everyone
wall.
Knows it?
Everyone knows this.
When does everybody know
it? I think she said it on the Johnny Carson show one night.
What, on Antenna TV?
Yeah, I take it up the ass.
She said she was on the.
We ain't found shit.
She was on air, and Johnny looked at her and went like this.
Anal or no anal.
And she said, yeah, totally do it.
It might have been Larry King. I'm not sure. You know.
I heard that she when he asked.
Anal or no anal.
Then she bent over, spread her cheeks, and said, send in the clowns. Send in the clowns, those happy, dappy clowns. Speaking of clowns, we're the Ham Radio Show. But also,
what the hell's going on
tonight? I don't know. We're all over the place. I just, because the Ryan Seacrest story intrigued me.
I'll tell you.
Because not only did ABC fucking stand by him, because they, meanwhile, the only reason why they're standing by him is because they got American Idol out of him signing.
Yeah, right. You think he'll do New Year's Eve this year?
Yeah, I wish. You have so many ball dropping jokes.
I know.
Oh my God.
Deep bag.
So many. I'm just, it intrigued me because they threw Mario Batali out, but they kept him, and he's got way worse allegations.
Right.
I mean, last time, no one said Mario Batali rubbed his small ginger cock on anybody. No one said it. But Ryan Seacrest, the allegation of him rubbing his cock all over this girl, grabbing her puss, and then also slapping her ass is way worse than Mario Batali maybe talking dirty while making creme brulee.
Bye.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, yeah.
By the way, later on in the program, speaking of sexual misconduct allegations, Kevin Spacey's brother... going to be on the show. Randy Fowler is going to be on the show.
Yeah.
We love Randy.
Friends of the show.
Randy's got a new book. I don't have the name of the book in front of me right this fucking very second.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on the promotion for the... wait, hold on. I'll tell you exactly what the fuck it is. Because it's on the promotion for the Faccia de Libre today when we were promoting the show, and I will read the name of the book if you give me 4 milliseconds here.
Is this a new book?
It's a new book. Oh, it's nice. It's available now on Amazon. It's a moment in time,
okay.
Living in the shadows, where he's going to pretty much explain about his horrible upbringing, living in a house of horrors, and being the big brother to Kevin Spacey,
who
he protected, because supposedly his Hitler-loving father only fucked Randy, that we're aware of. So we'll get to the bottom of that later on in the program. 718-577-1389. This is the Ham Radio Show. We are live.
That's right.
No one's fucking Meryl Streep, because we gotta go to commercials.
Dog.
So bing on Barbara Streisand's nose. We'll be right back after these. What?
This is Ham Radio.
Why don't you come to my place? I'll show you my beefy bologna. Huh? How would you like my bony macaroni? Or my fatty Alfredo? Or my hard salami? I got them all.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days is the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. Forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Oh,
did
make you stop, think?
You think you're looking at Aquaman.
I summon fish Aquaman? To the dish,
yep.
I like the chalet Swiss, I like the sushi.
And then never touch a frying pan. Like wasabi when I bust rhymes, I'm like Liam Rhymes.
Because I'm all about value. Bert Camp,
yeah. The man hits.
You try to match wits.
Yeah.
You try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake out like a stinking ache and shake out like
vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. It's the Ham Radio Show.
Again.
718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live here on HamRadioShow.com. Oh, that was a good burp.
That's nice.
Oh, I had to burp.
Win over the women like that.
Hashtag me too, Billy. Hashtag me too.
Hey, Uncle, how'd you come up with the name Ham Radio?
You really don't know?
I don't know about how you why you call it Ham Radio.
All right, well.
I know what Ham Radio is.
All right. Hold on, because it's a whole story.
Okay.
When I went to the prestigious Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey, graduated in 2004, by the way. Word Life. The original name of the show was Uncle Eddie and the Freakin' Family.
Okay.
When I did my final.
Okay.
So I did my final. I had to do a show. And
you actually used the word freaking?
Yeah, it was Uncle Eddie and a Freaking Family. Freaking and I did, family. I literally came up with, like, you know.
Now I know what Zach Sang got his gang.
Shitty, yeah, totally. He stole it directly from me.
I bet you.
Little pipsqueak fuck.
Sexual allegations against him.
Not
though.
Yet.
Yeah.
I have not filed any. I have pictures.
Can't wait for the guys to line up for that one.
Trust me, there could have been some. That's all I'm saying. So I finished the class, and I decided to change. When we started going after I graduated to practice more,
yes,
to learn more mic technique and everything else, when Billy was there, we went to Cherry Hill, New Jersey one night and did in their studios and everything else. Because we were amateurs,
yeah,
it was kind of a double thing. Yeah. We were amateurs, so that's where ham radio came from, because amateurs.
Yeah, right.
And then because men are pigs. So ham, pigs, it kind of went together, because I figured that we were going to be a raunchy, shock jockey kind of fucking show.
Yeah.
I feel that I am the second coming of shock jock,
wow.
Because that's, to me,
by the way, because this is another thing that people...
I'm really disappointed in this story.
Why? That's...
I thought it would be what did you, really cool.
What did you think? I was fucking, you know, it was,
I don't know.
It was against Muslims? What did you... I don't understand. What would make the story more interesting
to you? She
called
it full of baloney honey or something like that.
Yeah,
know?
Because... No, because I have creativity, Joseph.
Cold cuts or whatever.
Unlike you. okay. The yeah, so Nikolai's Uncle Eddie and the Fugger family.
Yeah,
yeah, that was
would have been better, right? You know,
well, that was the name of the show, but it changed.
And they stole it.
But back onto the shock jock thing.
Yes, yes,
because I don't think people understand what actual shock jock means.
Oh,
I don't think they get it because I think they look at it one side as just the guy behind the microphone saying shocking things.
Yeah,
but that's not what shock jock means to me. Because when you look up the word shock jock, it's synonymous with a laundry list of radio personalities who used the term before I was even around. And it really means just anti-establishment. It means thanks, Bill. It means more along the lines of people just, you know, doing blue humor, toilet humor, and just entertain, like more adult entertainment, to me, is what shock jock means.
Well, that's what
not
I
fucking
watch,
just
yeah.
saying shit like, you know, just saying shit to get a rise out of somebody. Like, we just did that whole conversation about Ryan Seacrest. I didn't say that for any other reason besides I feel that way. Uh-huh. I feel that Ryan Seacrest quite possibly did these things. These allegations where he was rubbing his cock on women. And I feel...
Because you would do it.
I totally would, but I'm a bad person.
Yes, you are. That's true.
What I'm saying is Ryan Seacrest holds himself high above, and he doesn't...
You get that air.
Yeah, the air, like, I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, there's allegations of him rubbing his cock on women.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, and to me... That's what it is. And then also, Nick just brought up
what'd you bring up, Nick?
The Kanye West and Jay-Z song, which is Ham, which also now we've evolved.
Oh.
The term Ham means hard as a motherfucker, I believe.
Oh, really?
And so that became the new thing.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that became the new thing. We went from... Because I remember when we were at Goom, and that song came out, and Jeff, the guy that was running Goom at the time...
Right. Yeah.
Jeff called me. I don't know if Billy was with me. It was either Billy or Danny. It was... Because it was somebody with our show. Called us into the office, because the song was so big, they wanted to fucking, you know, kind of... For us to piggyback off that show. Off that song. Because we were Ham Radio and the song was called Ham, you know.
Uh-huh.
Except for the only kind of downside to it was the chorus of the song is, those niggas about to go ham.
Oh, I can't do that.
So I'm thinking that we, as a bunch of white dudes, couldn't do that.
No. But you could have got somebody black on the show.
Well, we were going to have Miguel just say the N-word.
Yeah, that's all.
When we need, like, in case of emergency, have a black guy.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. Marcus, by the way, is in the Facebook suite.
Hey, where were you last week, Marcus?
And he keeps saying that he's pissed and angry and wants to get violent. And Danny sends him
the
number.
Stop looking in the mirror.
He sent him the number, and I don't know why he's not calling. 718-577-1389. Because he's making comments about Seacrest can suck it. And
a bag of fried what? Baby dicks? Is that what he
can suck a bag of fried baby dicks. I think he had to think about
fried baby dicks.
What he wanted to say, but Marcus, bisexual Marcus, if you want to call the show, dude, we're here.
You can vent.
I'd
you
like
know
you to vent. 718-577-1389.
Yeah.
Later on in the program, just as a reminder, Kevin Spacey's brother, Kevin Spacey's big brother, Randy Fowler, will be on the show with his talking about his new book and talking about living the life in that house of horrors, growing up with. The one and only Academy Award winning Kevin Spacey, who really, because I've been reading some of the stuff on this, and it seems to be like maybe the allegations that Randy's kind of throwing out there is that the father, the evil asshole there, right? The monster, the Nazi loving dickhead that we've discussed on this show before when Randy's right. been here, would beat up Randy. We got that part, remember? So he'd be getting an ass whooping while he was playing, you know, Hitler records in the background. Ooh. But then the flip side of the coin, it seems like the allegations that I'm hearing now is that Kevin Spacey, was like allegedly, I want to keep saying allegedly, was like smothered by the mother, like with love and affection over, and maybe she was abusing Kevin. Do you know what I'm saying? Like more of a very, very,
well, that's a serious
mother-son relationship, an unhealthy one, not like the one Danny has with his mom, unhealthy one. You know what I mean? That if you listen to a lot of the stuff that Randy's talked about in that's in this book, there's a. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're allegations.
Yeah.
They're allegations. We take everything with a grain of salt, but I mean, it is pretty weird that, you know, because he forgives everybody. It's like weird. He forgives everybody.
Yeah, he is very,
and has been through way too much.
Very charitable right. man
for me. Like I would not be able to forgive him. Like, if I had a father, my father was awesome. All right, God rest his soul.
Well, you're a lucky guy, man.
My father was great. If my father was, like, touching my ding-a-ling every day, yeah.
Ding-a-ling.
I probably would not be... yeah, if he was touching my cock and balls, I probably would not be too happy with him. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I probably would be very standoffish, would be the term.
To put it mildly.
You know?
Yeah.
Just saying. I don't know. Well, he's going to be coming on later. Top of the hour, we'll get to Randy with his new book that he's going to be talking about everything, so we'll get to that later. By the way, new study. I'm still waiting on Marcus. I don't know if he's calling. New study. Being immature is the key to living a long, healthy life.
Oh, look at me.
Exactly. You must live to about 240.
I totally will. I'm like a four-year-old. According to a new study.
I'm going to be 74.
According to a new study. We can't fucking believe that. According to a new study, I want to actually get the article over here. Wait. According to a new study, forgetting that you are an adult, every so often, is the key to living a long, healthy life.
That's right.
Researchers found that guys...
I'm going to live to be 200.
Guys don't fully mature until the age of 29. And for many, it's all downhill from there. Case in point, Joe.
Yeah.
Billy's not probably the same way. Billy's way too serious.
I'm like Peter Pan. I'm never going to grow up.
Well, fuck off.
There you go.
How's that? I'm playing a guy that didn't. That doesn't.
Joe, one of the Lost Boys just turned against you.
I don't want to go.
But those who perceive themselves to be younger than they actually are end up being more optimistic, which helps make better health choices, such as exercising and eating right. Yeah. I thought you were playing the whole song. I was getting into it. I was like, shit, let's play that under this. Scientists found that doing simple things like watching kids' movies, driving with the music turned all the way up, and daydreaming all boost feelings of nostalgia, and help inspire healthy living. So there you go. That, to me, is a fucking very interesting study because none of us act like we're fucking our age here. Not one of us act like our age, except for Billy. Billy's fucking very grumpy.
I act like I'm 74.
You are way. You act way older than you are.
I am.
How's everything, by the way, going on with the
life is
fiance?
Grand. Life is grand.
No, are you still with her, or did you fuck this up?
Of course he's still with her.
I don't fuck. How do we know?
We would have heard.
First off, we didn't know he was with her until a picture fucking released.
This is true.
So, exactly, he's not really forthcoming
this
with
is
his
true.
Shit.
Billy keeps his private life very,
very
private.
Very private.
We pry
that's
it
why,
out of him.
That's why it's private.
I wouldn't say
with,
that. Because
not with us, Bill.
No, I know, but all you got to do is look on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank God Giggles puts it out there, you know, and I mean in a nice way.
Oh, that's good. I don't think our phone lines were even open because I did open them before, but they aren't.
Oh.
That's a misunderstanding.
That's good. It's a misunderstanding. 718-577-1389. If you've been trying to call the show, I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
Our shitty equipment didn't work. Yeah, so.
I was wondering when to call this.
I was going
to
say, because Marcus is still flipping out, and he keeps going, I'm at work. But you've called us from work before.
Well, maybe.
So I don't see why you can't do anything. Yeah. Back on to Billy. And
I worry about him sometimes.
And the cast of Days of Our Lives. No, seriously, like, how is everything moving? Are you moving forward? Are you getting married anytime soon? What's going on?
No, not very soon, no.
But why?
What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
The new millennium.
No, not a new one. We just had one.
Did you actually start moving things into her home?
I've gotten a couple of things.
Like what? Wait, hold on.
I got a couple of t-shirts.
Hold on. Oh, a couple of t-shirts.
Yeah. Incredible.
Do you have a drawer?
Not yet. Oh, that's why I have a couple of t-shirts.
Well, Joe, he's going to live forever because he doesn't act like an adult.
I'm telling you.
He's going to live forever. And that's where he's going to tell. He's going to tell Giggles later. I'm only trying to do for my health. For my health. I have to act like a baby and not move into your home.
I'm getting it.
No, you're not. Dude, you've moved t-shirts.
Yeah,
not that you have a thrilling wardrobe.
A couple, as in maybe two.
Yeah.
So how many more crap do you have to get in there?
I got like a
Do you have a full kitchen? I don't even imagine you having a full kitchen.
I got a full.
I know he has like a room, Danny. I'm saying, do you have crap in your kitchen?
Yeah.
Like spices and ice cube trays and all the shit you would have to throw in a box that says Fragile Kitchen.
I got all.
Do you have that?
All the glasses, all the beer mugs that I used to collect and stuff. I got all of them. I still
all
got a
dusty,
finish and pack.
Not being used.
Oh, you have stuff that you'll never show.
So you wait, hold on, wait.
They don't want your stuff.
I'm not allowed to have that stuff.
Rewind the fucking tape for a second. Billy just said he's been packing.
Yeah.
You've been packing this whole time?
He's been practicing since.
Like, seriously?
Some of it, yeah.
How long does it take you to pack? You get some old fucking newspaper, you wrap the glass, you put it in a box, you write fucking Fragile on it. And then you put the stuff in.
That's why you're doing it wrong.
Why am I doing it wrong? Because I don't take 7 years?
You need the newspaper?
Yeah.
Then you get the bubble wrap. That goes in.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed a step.
And put things in between.
You can't afford the bubble wrap. So
no.
We can't.
Sorry.
No, I still have the bubble wrap. I just don't have the newspapers.
There we go. So I just don't understand how the fuck. Now you, by the way, Giggles is saying lies, all lies.
Uh-huh. I believe Giggles, that's for sure.
What? I got a shirt there.
A shirt.
No, but there should be two there, though.
Does he have pants there?
Oh, Jesus.
How about that? Underwear. Do you have underwear?
Oh,
yeah. Do you have a toothbrush in her house?
Yes.
You have a toothbrush in her house, one shirt.
No, it is two.
All right, two shirts.
It's got to be two.
Let's give him the fucking benefit of the doubt. He has two shirts, a toothbrush.
At least it better be my shirt.
You have underwear, you said?
No.
No underwear. No. Socks?
No.
A pair of sneakers, like an extra pair of sneakers?
No.
Anything to sleep in? You have pajamas?
No.
No, so just the two shirts. So two articles of clothing, a toothbrush, no underwear, and that's it. And you're supposed to be marrying this chick.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how
it
works.
You bought a ring.
Can we please go over the fact that Billy does everything wrong?
I've always done everything wrong. When do I do anything right?
She just keeps saying lies.
Yeah.
He has not been packing. He is lying. This is from Giggles. Giggles saying he has not been packing. He's been lying this whole time to us.
I kind of agree with Giggles.
Oh, I know. He is beyond a procrastinator.
Nah,
I don't even know what you would... Procrastinators tell him to hurry up.
Yeah.
Okay? Because he is beyond a procrastinator. So I'm trying to understand.
They're yelling at me. Move it, Lord.
Why wouldn't you just bring more product to the, to the house? I don't understand why you're not doing that.
When there's not enough room to put anything.
You know, if you brought one thing over over a week, by now you'd be there.
I'm just sorry I'm reading a thing.
Yeah.
That's the second shirt.
he
has a shirt that she gave him as a gift that he never took home. That's
right.
One shirt.
That's one. Yeah. And the other one, I know I got a ham radio shirt there.
All right, so there's one ham radio shirt.
At least one.
And by the way, Billy also bought three fucking ham radio shirts at three different colors. So we know that he has at least, so he has a plethora of ham radio shirts.
I like the new
By
one.
By the way,
the
yes.
Yes, really
the new
nice.
Ones. I
Skunk Duck Studios, the certified, the stamp of debauchery, which is the new ham radio shirt, is up there right now, teespring.com. The link, Danny, if you could put the link up somewhere, that'd be great.
That'd be wonderful.
That would be wonderful. It's on there. By the way, Bonnie, who is the agent slash co-author of Randy's book,
okay,
is Giggles is, by the way, Gene, because now I have to address this, because in the chat room, I think Bonnie thinks that Giggles is calling
to the other?
Yeah, that Giggles is calling Randy a liar.
No,
she's calling her fiance a liar. Oh, there's a big difference. That's Billy on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
No, because she's like, Randy is brutally honest. He's a brutally honest person who has written the book along with me, his co-author, to help others. That is our only purpose and our legacies. And trust me, Bonnie, she ain't talking to you. All right? She's talking to this douchebag over here who has two shirts and a toothbrush, and a house in which he's supposed to move into because he's going to be getting married to this woman and become the stepfather of her children.
And he's famous for being a liar.
Yes, he's famous for being a liar.
Yes.
We all believe Randy. We don't believe Billy. There's a giant difference.
There's a big difference.
There's a giant difference. We don't believe that, you know. Right. I don't even know. You snooze, you lose. I don't even know what that's about.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
No, she's speaking in code now. I'm trying to understand what Giggles is saying, because I don't understand how you don't have, even just to shut her up, why would you not just have a buttload of clothes that
because
you would just bring to the house?
There's nowhere to put them.
She gave you a closet.
And that closet's full.
She
probably put all this shit back in, so he didn't put anything in there.
Because you didn't, wait, so you didn't put anything in, so that's why there's no room, so you're blaming her.
No.
I'm trying to understand this way of thinking. You didn't actually take the time and the effort to fill up the empty closet that she left for you. And then now it's full back with shit because she, you know, the other stuff that was scattered
because
out of the closet.
There's no room for things.
No, there's got to be at least a drawer. She can't give you a drawer. You're telling me in that whole home you only have room for two shirts and a toothbrush.
Basically,
I find that fucking beyond wrong. There's no way possible that you only have that kind of room. There is no way.
I might be able to squeeze in a couple other things.
By the way, Giggle says she's losing interest and a shit ton of weight. I'm thinking that she's leaving you.
You got to watch out when they lose weight, Bill.
I'm telling you. She's...
They're on the prowl when they lose weight.
Yeah, I know.
Don't let anybody snag that up. I mean, Danny, she might hit on Danny.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw. I don't want to. You know,
could be worse. She'd be
I don't want Giggles.
You.
I'm just saying.
You know, Eddie's might, saying back in a minute.
She might start hitting on the boys here. You know.
Hitting with a hammer, maybe.
Eddie's an asshole and would definitely try to cock block you.
I would never cock block. I would steal his woman away.
I'm the only guy you don't have to worry about. I'm too old.
Yeah. But I bet you Joe would move in. He would have one in a toothbrush and two T-shirts.
I warn you now.
That, by the way, will
one shouldn't count. All right.
The toothbrush is universal.
The shirt.
The toothbrush means that there is at least a piece of him there.
That's
for the day because
I got hair gel there too.
Oh now it's that. Serious. Everyone, back the fuck up. Hair gel, little dab will do you.
Yep.
Is it Dep? What is it? What are you using?
No, I think it's the
Brill Cream, you fucking old 50s asshole. What is it?
I got to get that. I got to try
it. I got to find it.
I got to try that.
You should get some KY so you can fit some more clothes in that closet.
Well, that
grease it up and shove
that.
It in. You're telling me that there's not one drawer that you could share with her.
No.
And at least have a pair of jean shorts.
No.
Have some jorts in the house. You're telling me you couldn't have jorts in the house, you lying sack of shit.
Well, that's right.
I'm just saying, you're telling me, I find this amazing. You've been engaged for how long now?
A long time.
Seriously, how long? It's been like a year. It's been over a year.
What? Christmas time.
It wasn't Christmas this year.
No, last year.
It was Christmas last year. Yeah. So a year and 2 months?
And he has two shirts there.
That's what I'm saying. A year and 2 months. He's got two shirts and a toothbrush and some hair gel that we just
Anybody
found out.
Anybody like it? Hmm?
I'm just saying.
You kiss my ass.
Just saying. But, dude, you got to be more realistic. There's got to be a way for you to show her that you mean. Like, you should at least be putting clothes in that house just to shut her up.
Sure.
Like, like, oh, look, there's a pair of jeans now. I got a pair of jeans in here. I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
Something.
Take all the stuff you don't wear anymore. Just hang it up in the closet.
Yeah, like old shit you can't even fit in.
Yeah. I'll give you some stuff. She won't know.
She won't know that it's not her.
All right, Joe.
Danny, you got some shit that he can just, like, loan Billy?
I'm sure Danny does.
He's got enough of his own
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying.
I've got so much shit.
Well, then split it down the middle and put at least half of your shit in her house.
Yeah.
Put your shit in her shit.
Yeah, and that way you have unified shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you.
There'll be nowhere to go.
Look, at the end of the day, she's going to get vicious. She's going to lose the weight.
That's right.
She's going to fucking go hotsy-totsy on the town.
And you will be sorry.
And then you're going to be sitting there holding your fucking two shirts, your toothbrush, and your dick because she left you. Mm-hmm. So let's make this happen, Bill. I'm trying to save your relationship.
That's right.
I'm trying to be the fucking chubby cherub I am of Cupid.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
Really
on the last day when Valentine's was in this month, on the last day of this fucking month, I'm trying to help. I'm just saying. Huh? Giggle said,
I'll learn my lesson.
No, that's not what
she said.
I'll
be good.
No, that's not what she said. She said, I'll mail that shit back and keep the Doctor Who shirt for myself.
See, look at that.
She's even being, well, that's what, dude, you're
I
poking the bear.
I left the good shirt.
But you're poking the bear. Yeah. Why would you fucking go, I'm not moving in yet. I'm not moving in yet. I'm not moving in yet. And poke the bear.
But I'm not doing that.
But, dude, fake her out. At least get a fish tank. Buy a fish bowl.
No.
Name the fucking goldfish Scooter and go, look, kids, I'm moving in. Here's my fucking pet fish.
Now, there's an idea.
Something.
Get her a hamster and name it Billy.
There you go. Some intangible
that
says...
She'll probably get more action from the hamster.
Sure.
She's going to leave that alone.
She's going to put gerbil food on her clit.
What?
We got to take a break, don't we, David?
Yeah, I think so.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, hopefully... We're going to have Randy on the show because I just saw the phone lines go out again.
Oh,
but we're going to try it again because it's the Ham Radio Show. It's what we do. We'll be right back after these words.
This is Ham Radio, Uncle Eddie.
He's a real douche.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. More after this.
The Unfiltered Radio Network. HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowout for two, blowout for three, hell, bring in a blowout for four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Bob Saget, and my dog licked my balls. What's the story of your life? You're listening to Ham Radio.
It doesn't matter what I say, as long as I sing with inflection.
All right!
It makes you feel like I'm.
Danny started playing Runaround because he thinks that Billy's giving her the runaround.
As long as it takes, and it don't matter who you are.
Come on, people.
I'm doing my job.
Come on, Billy.
As a hook brings you back.
What?
It's not Runaround, it's Hook, but I... the joke when we first turned it on, I'm like, oh, Hook, run around. It's fitting. It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. I believe our phones are working, so we should be fine. If Randy can't get through, I will call him directly. Randy Fowler, by the way, we're waiting on that.
You know, Bill, you should get married because this way I can go to a bachelor party.
We should just have a bachelor party anyway.
Why? If he's not getting married, we can't go to a bachelor party.
We can fucking say I'm getting married. It doesn't matter. Let's just have a bachelor party.
No. That's not right.
How is that not right?
I'm not getting married.
It's perfectly fine.
I'm not going to any bachelor party unless there's a fucking coked up donkey in an elevator.
All right, fine. We'll totally redo the fucking whole movie. I don't give a shit. Joe has no clue what you're talking about right now.
I do. I saw Bachelor Party.
When did you see Bachelor Party?
When I was 5.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not that fucking young.
I was
Joe.
There, let me tell you.
I was there.
Joe, just remember. Yeah. Cleveland wins the pennant.
You think so? That's not gonna happen.
Well, they do.
Well, they do. You guys are fucking you guys are thrilling.
Didn't try to be.
That's why we had
Yeah, we noticed. It's the Ham Radio Show, like I said. I'm waiting on Randy Fowler to call. It is at the top of the hour. He's supposed to be calling now. If he doesn't call, I'll call him.
That's right.
That's
but he is the brother of the one and only Kevin Spacey, who was, by the way, in the news even today. Because I think I was reading that his the thing that he does overseas in England.
Oh yeah,
where he teaches, where they teach kids like stage,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Performance is now shutting down because the Kevin Spacey name is tainted.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you have sexual misconduct allegations connected to your fucking name.
Certainly ruined his career.
Your life ends up being over. That's what happens.
It really is. I mean, you're talking about. You know, and it's horrible in a way because we lose the man's talent. We do. I mean, I love Kevin Spacey's acting. I loved, the work he does. But now we're not going to see it anymore because he screwed up.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We don't. I mean, if you.
That's what I mean. We lose.
We lose, but the thing is, did he. Yet again, it goes back to the allegation thing.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you ask around, a lot of people say that that was one of those known things in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
What?
No great loss with Harvey Weinstein, but everybody knew what was going on. You know, it was sort of, you know, the casting couch is like, it's part of history, you know?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason it has a name and everything.
Yeah, you know, you don't name something unless it's there.
And top quality porn that goes along with it, too.
Yeah.
Well, that'll
be later. You never watched the casting couch porns?
Oh, yeah, sure. I watched
it. Come on now.
I never believe it, but it's like, you know.
Well, no, they're not real.
No, really?
No, I swear.
Get out of here.
All my life, I've never talked a stranger into spreading their cheeks. It just doesn't happen.
Even his wife.
Yeah, that's right. It will not happen.
All right, I'm trying to get Randy on the phone.
Shazam.
Good afternoon.
Good
Randy.
Afternoon. Hi, Randy.
Hey.
Randy,
how's it going?
Not bad. Hey. How are you?
Welcome to Ham Radio.
There you go. He knows.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Randy knows. Randy,
okay.
We love him. He knows it. By the way, Randy Fowler, the author, not just the brother of Kevin Spacey. He's an author, goddammit. He's the author of the brand new book, which is available now on Amazon. The book is called A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows. The book is about you growing up in... pretty much hell on earth. I mean, the way it's described, this house, it was, for you anyway, a house of hell. But you were protecting your brother. That's what you keep, that's the thing you keep saying.
Yeah, that was, but, you know, that's just what big brothers do. It's not some adult decision. It's instincts. So I did what I could. Don't know if it did me good, but I tried, you know.
Well, now,
that's the way it is.
Well, but the thing about the thing that throws me off a little bit, and I'm not disputing, because Bonnie thought we were saying that somebody in our chat room was fighting with our co-host, and they were calling our co-host a liar, and Bonnie thought that the fans were calling you a liar, and I don't think that you're a liar at all. I think everything, because pretty much you have nothing to gain from the allegations that you have thrown out there. That you,
yeah, there's all
there's nothing to gain
there's
for you.
Going to be a segment of the population that doesn't understand my motives. I never wrote this book for money. I wrote this book to help one child or one adult at a time. Right. My book is so honest that it reveals things about child abuse that have never been talked about. And I've had people send me letters and give me book reviews saying, I was in therapy for 20 years and all the questions that I had were never answered or asked in therapy. And after reading your book, it changed my life because of the perspective and the honesty that I gave on it. I'm sorry, and I can't help it, that Kevin is my brother. I have no relationship with Kevin and haven't had one in 38 years. I wish I wouldn't even had to have mentioned his name once in the book, but the tapestry of the story would have been incomplete without showing and telling all how people that are abused, it doesn't just affect the victim. It affects everyone around their family, including my brother and my mother and my father. So it was necessary to give the full picture of how child abuse affects a child, especially one that lives in silence and shame.
Well, the thing I want to bring up is about you brought up your brother and you brought up your mother. Now, there seem to be some, like, underlined things in that rich tapestry in which the book paints and the story in which it tells and the journey it kind of takes the reader on. By the way, the link for the book is in our Facebook Live suite right now. Nick put it up. So click on that, buy the book. It's Amazon. Name of the book, yet again, is A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows, written by Randy Fowler, who's our guest right now. But the underlying thing that I seem to got out of it was while your father was beating the crap out of you and sexually assaulting you, that Kevin was never touched, but you kind of paint the picture that maybe mom was loving him a little too much. Am I wrong there? That's the impression I got. Am I wrong in that vein, or is that because
it's it's a fine line between being nurtured and being a mama's boy.
Yeah,
and like I said, my perspective from my childhood is probably very different than Kevin's, and I would love to sit down and Kevin, you know, with him and talk with him about it, because we're talking about two kids growing up in the same household, raised by the same parents, but one child is completely raised different. One is raped and abused and neglected, and the other one is loved, nourished, and encouraged. And it's just interesting that this is what I saw when I was growing up, okay? I don't know what happened with my brother. I have no idea.
Yeah. You know? But do you think, Randy, do you think, because this is why, by the way, I talked to Bonnie, and I was talking to her, your co-author, Bonnie Soto. I was talking to her because I wanted to make sure that you were going to be, you know, more open than you've ever been before. And because one of the reasons why is because I believe that because, I don't know how to put this in the proper light, because Kevin was gay, all right, because he's already come out with that. We all know he's gay. I mean, he was the worst kept secret in Hollywood. By the way, water is also wet. I don't know if anyone knew that. Kevin Spacey was gay.
Unless it's frozen.
Yeah, then it's kind of wet. But Kevin Spacey being gay, I think, to me, from what I've read so far, of course, in your book and everything else, was that I think your mother was mothering him and protecting him because she knew her child was gay. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, she knew he was gay. And she knew that Randy, like, not that mom didn't give a shit about you, but I think that, like, she thought that you could take it. You were a tougher. You were the big brother. You were tougher. And that.
No, that's not right.
All right. So
what it is that my mother turned a blind eye while I got raped and walked away. She then realized that, well, I can't save Randy, so I'll save Kevin. Okay. So, regardless of Kevin's sexuality, it has nothing to do with anything, okay? Who knows how long, you know, someone is gay. But my mother knew what was going on, but in her rational way of dealing with things, of sweeping it under the carpet, she said, well, I got to let Randy go, and I'm going to have to try to protect Kevin. And that's the way, that's the reality of it.
Wow.
And, you know, I have to accept the truth. So do you think that my mother would have loved my brother any more or less because she thought he was gay? Who cares?
No, I don't mean that she loved him more. I'm saying that she was, like, kind of protecting him, whereas she was, like, look, you're absolutely right. It comes down to the fact that she chose Kevin over you. I mean, if
that's right.
Yeah.
And that Kevin came with no baggage. Kevin was a blank slate. And she was able to nurture and encourage him and do everything she could to give him the emotional tools necessary to go out into the world. I commend her for that. Why did she not even bother to try to stop my father from sodomizing me when I was screaming for her help and she just walked away? What kind of a mother does that? So the perspectives are totally different, you know, from my point of view.
Well, no, right. I understand. But I'm just saying, to me, the way it came, like, maybe I was just trying to figure it out and put it into a way that I could even understand it. Because I couldn't understand the fact of a mother just turning her back on her child and kind of picking one over the other. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I looked at it as, it's so fucked up that I couldn't even understand it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I was trying to...
It comes out in Chapter 4, Dysfunctional Family Roots, where I discuss the complete history of how my parents were raised. When my mother met my father, the creature, at the boarding center, my mother looked at my father as someone who was educated, intelligent, didn't drink, didn't smoke. He was her savior, and as opposed to waiting for true love, she accepted my father for who she was and did nothing, absolutely nothing, to protect her children from him.
Wow.
And that's the sad point. But based on her history, how she swept every thing that she couldn't deal with and talk with. She just swept it under the carpet. I tried for 35 straight years before everybody died to try to get some resolution with my parents. When I asked my father, the preacher, he laughed. When I asked my mother, she said, I don't want to talk about it. This is the response I got for all those years. I never really got any restitution on why. Why would a mother walk away from a hurting child that she gave birth to?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I can't rationalize it, I don't know how the fuck you do. That's the thing. Like, I don't know how you got, because you're.
I don't rationalize it. I accept the truth for what it is. And as I've said before,
that's
sometimes
amazing.
The truth makes you cry, and sometimes it doesn't. This is who my mother was. I completely understand why she did what she did. I know why the preacher did what he did. I know why my brother dusted me for 38 straight years. It's all clear to me. I accept the truth. There is no forgiveness. Forgiveness is a silly religious word people use. I don't forgive anybody, but I accept my brother and my parents for who they are, and I've let it go.
Wait, Randy, take me through. Why do you think, by the way, the creature is his dad, to everyone who's playing at home who has...
I gathered that.
Well, I know you did, but I'm saying other people, because people are saying creature, and they're putting up the question mark. The creature is his father, the guy that sexually abused him, treated him like shit, assaulted him every which way but loose. You just said that you understand why the creature did what he did. Can you explain to me why the creature did what he did? Because I can't even understand yet fathom a parent. Like, take me through what you said.
I can explain it to you.
Yeah.
Everyone on this planet has a vice, whether it be drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody has
a
vice.
Bunch, yeah.
The problem is when your vice becomes your master, you are doomed. When my father returned from World War II, he was never diagnosed by a doctor with PTSD. He just went off into the world, and he started coming up with this idea that Hitler was okay, and that all the Jews were never killed, and Jews are bad, and the bankers are bad, and everybody's bad, and he hates everyone. That became his vice, and it became his master. Then he got bored with my mother. My mother was having an affair when I was being raped, okay? So my father got bored, so he found another vice. Let's rape the children, okay? And that was his advice. And the problem is that his vice became his master, and he would do anything he could to satisfy that appetite. That's sad, okay?
Yes,
and unfortunately, I just happened to be there.
Right.
That's horrible.
That's horrible. That's what I'm saying. Randy Fowler right now, to me, is a better man than I. Because I know for a fact that you talk about how you were in a closet at one point, and you had a gun, and you were hiding from the creature, and he walked past the closet. He doesn't get in the closet, doesn't open the door, but you were going to shoot him.
Oh, no doubt about it, multiple times. And because it was 1968, things would have been very different. I probably would have been arrested. I probably would have went to juvenile hall. But guess what? I would have propagated the divorce of these two people. Okay, and mother would have been a single mother in the 60s raising her children, okay? Right. That would have been a far better life for me than having to be completely destroyed. Can you imagine a child of 6, 7 years old being beaten with a horse whip to be forced to be reading?
No.
Okay, what should have been the love of language and words turned out to be my life's detriment to me, okay? And it just escalated. Then the lecture started. Then the raping started. And it just went on and on and on. Okay. And it wasn't until I took my first hit of marijuana in 1974 and came home from work and saw my parents and started laughing hysterically because I finally saw the reality of who they were, and I moved out. Okay. And I didn't even smoke weed for years and years later. I didn't even need it. All I needed to do was get out of the house. And because I was acting out my frustrations of being raped, my parents decided that, well, since you don't listen to us and we love you, we're going to ship you off to military school, and maybe you'll listen to somebody who doesn't love you. No, mother, just have the creature stop raping me, and I think I'll be just fine.
That seems to be the right answer.
When
yeah.
someone just walks away, you're left to your own devices.
Right.
Now, how long did, by the way, I'm trying to fucking fathom all of this because my brain can't wrap. I can't wrap my brain around the shit you've been through, Randy. Like my brain can't. Because look, I will crack a kid in the ass when they do something wrong, but I will never go get a horse whip. And you know, I mean, like the level of abuse. Like, the level was so off the goddamn charts of what was done to you, let alone the raping. Because the raping by itself is just enough to turn your stomach and, oh my God, makes me want to build.
Yeah, that's why I hired Bonnie Soto. Absolutely brilliant. The most brilliant woman I've ever known. To co-write this book, to put the statistical data and the analytical bit in the book to show that these are the traces and the patterns of someone who's being abused. All forms of child abuse I suffered, okay? So the book is quite revealing because it not only tells my life story and how I crawled out, but the problem is that it took me 40 years of my life to figure it out because I was so afraid to speak. I lived in silence and shame. Well, guess what? I figured out how to break those chains of silence and shame. And now I'm healed because I see the truth. I see that living in silence is a slow death. And it put me on a path that was so far off from my original path in life. Who knows where my life could have been if I just would have had a few more normal emotional tools to deal with. Who knows where my drumming career would have been taken, you know?
Think about it for 5 seconds. If he had normal fucking parents. Normal fucking parents, Joe. If he literally had loving, caring, not raping, not beating, not turning a blind eye like his mother did.
Absolutely. Sure.
If you had a normal upbringing, do you imagine how we probably wouldn't even know Randy? He would just be a guy in Boise.
This conversation wouldn't be happening.
No, yeah.
And that's why I wrote the book, was to convince people, don't live in silence. Scream louder, scratch deeper, kick harder. You have to get someone's attention, because every day you go on in silence, part of your soul gets decayed and you get pushed off on a dirt road. And that's the problem with silence. And that's what this book is all about. The horrors that I told, they're the absolute truth. But that's what was necessary to weave this complete story of, this is what happens when someone gets screwed up with all forms of child abuse, not just one. Okay, but you know what? I went through an entire music career over 35 years, and I did not drink alcohol. I did not do drugs. I did not do cocaine ever. I did not do crank. I didn't do anything except smoke a little weed, the only drug that never killed anybody. I had the power within myself to find a way to answer these questions in silence.
And I
finally realized that the silence was not the ticket. I should have said something 40 years ago.
And Joe, who was in the music business, did the exact opposite. He did crank. He did coke. He smoked weed. He played drums.
I'm still alive.
You couldn't find any of those fucking answers. But Randy took... that's what I'm saying. Randy is a better man than I. Because Randy literally... Yes, it took him a shitload of time to figure out the answers. It took him a shitload of time to take those shackles off, as he says.
But he took the time to do it.
Yeah, and stop living in the, you know, stop living in the shadows.
Yeah, this is tough.
Just like the name of the book, by the way, A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows, where he, because remember, by the way, if anything comes out of this, I agree with Randy and I agree with Bonnie. At the end of the day, where there's one Randy Fowler, there's about fucking 20 billion other Randys. In the world.
Unfortunately.
That's the point.
That's correct. And we've basically in the last 50 years have destroyed two generations of very promising citizens that may not reach their potential because they live in silence and do not have the strength and the power to articulate their pain. When you say articulate the words, it is the beginning of the healing process, and it doesn't matter who you talk to, a teacher, a counselor, a friend, a parent, anybody.
Talk to somebody.
As soon as
yeah.
you open up your mouth, the healing process starts, okay? I tried to talk about this book 14 years ago when someone else wrote it. No one wanted to talk about child abuse. Everybody was afraid I was going to get sued, okay? And I didn't care. I said, I want this book out here because it will help people. Well, it never happened. I sat on that book and shit-canned it for a decade. I went back to college online and got my associate science degree in education and sat down and wrote 96,000 words in 47 days and never shed a tear. I don't know where it came from. It was a divine spirit that possessed me, and I wrote this book. And I gave it to Bonnie, and it was a miracle. I met her, and I'm blessed to even have her in my life. She took on this project, and she was able to edit it down and put in the information necessary for people to see the signs. I don't care about the money. I don't care about my brother. I love my brother. I wish he would call me because I think that I might be able to talk with him and maybe help him. Because he hasn't spoken to me, well, I've seen him 5 times in 40 years. Wow. I don't know Kevin Spacey. I only know Kevin Fowler. But I haven't changed my tune. I'm still reaching out to my brother.
What's crazy is I know Kevin Spacey about as much as fucking Randy Fowler knows Kevin Spacey.
Really, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the weirdest part. They grew up in the same home together. Obviously, Randy went through hell. And Kevin didn't go through hell that we know
maybe
of.
Kevin
that we know
did
of.
Go through hell.
Yeah, that we know of.
Nobody knows.
I had to catch myself there. That we know of. We know that Randy did because Randy's here telling us the hell that he lived through. But it's just weird that you're like, now would be the time if Kevin Spacey would get off his ass and literally go, I should be reaching out to my brother because my brother. My brother would be able to help me through this time probably better than anybody because he went through so much shit and his shit wasn't celebrity shit. It was like real life shit that he went through, the muckety muck and the landmines and everything else that Randy has had to go through, that you would think that, you know, Kevin would turn to him and say, now is the time. Now is the time to turn to my brother and say, hey, I'm there for you. You're there for me. Let's work together. Let's get through this shit. And
yeah, I can put all the, and these are allegations. I can put all 38 of them behind me because I love my brother and we're blood. Okay.
Yeah.
That to hear from him would be a real blessing. But after all of this time to not even call me on Christmas, why would he ever call me now? Especially because people happen to ask a few questions about him. I'm sorry that I have to answer anything about Kevin, but everything that I answer is based on the facts that I have and my photographic evidence that we're saving for the published version of the book, hard copy.
Yes.
The online version doesn't have any photos. I'm saving that for a publisher because the photographic evidence is absolutely astonishing because it shows the evidence of the words, and that's what was important to me. But the words are still powerful enough to stand on their own.
Absolutely.
So if my brother or any of his people are listening, I love you, Kevin. Please come home and call me. It's okay. I'm not going to make him grovel.
No.
And if he could just have that moment in time where he thought about me once, that would be really cool because I don't hold any grudges against Kevin. I can completely understand why he decided to dust me. My parents poisoned my brother against me because they said that I was going to say lies about him and I would be detrimental to his career. And that's perfectly plausible explanation why he decided he didn't want to be close with me anymore. Because growing up, very different story. Very different story. We hung out together. We were buds. We were friends. We were brothers. So,
and you always will be.
My life is now Shakespearean. It's comedic yet tragic. Hmm. And if I couldn't help them then, maybe I can help him now.
Well, I hope
he's listening.
I hope it ends better than Hamlet. Yeah. Tell you that right now.
Randy, was there any one incident that really broke you apart? I mean, that really cut you off from your brother? Or was it just like a
In 1980, I made a stupid decision and dropped out of college and went on an audition to go on the road. Mm-hmm. I went on tour. Kevin went to Juilliard. I pretty much never saw him again, except three times in 2003 and 2002 when my mother was sick, and that was it. I've never been able to sit down with him and have a 5-minute conversation with him about anything. Mm. Okay, so I don't know why he won't call me. You know, people are going to criticize me because I was married three times. Well, there's a reason why I was married three times. I would put up with almost anything just so I wouldn't have to be alone. I married a woman that I didn't even love just so I could be her daughter's daddy.
You hear that,
you know,
Bill?
I'm the wife's daddy, okay? No, of course a woman is going to be very upset about that. But that's because I did not have the emotional tools necessary to even communicate what had happened to all three of my ex-wives. My third ex-wife didn't find out about what happened until I finally had the strength to tell my mother and Kevin and my sister when my father was in the hospital what happened to me. And guess what? 6 months later, I was divorced, okay? So none of my ex-wives knew what happened to me. I didn't have the power, the strength, or the words to communicate it. I was living in silence. This is why I wrote the book.
And by the way, I just want to remind the listeners, because we have to end this in like a minute. But I want to make sure that people know, because the link is up on our Facebook here. The name of the book is A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows. And Randy Fowler is the author, along with Bonnie Soto, who is the co-author of the book. I could talk to him for days. I mean, literally, we could sit here and talk for days about it. That's why Randy's always, you know, he's always invited to come on the show.
Well, the book is going to be very interesting.
The book is going to be a very interesting read. You're not going to be able to just put it down. Yet again, it's called A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows. It's available now on Amazon. You can click on the link right over here and get it. It's ready to go. Get the book. I hope Kevin's listening. I hope that the creature rots in hell. And that's pretty much where I got to end this. But, I mean, I don't know what else. He's been through so much. I don't even know what to say to Randy. Like, you're a better man than I.
It's okay. You don't have to feel sorry for me.
I don't.
I am healed.
You're stronger.
And until people read the book, people that criticize me are coming in with no ammunition. Read the book and then criticize me, because some people are not going to agree with why I wrote this book. And I'm just sorry that Kevin's my brother. Okay. But you know what? I didn't make this happen. Choices have consequences, and my brother evidently made some bad decisions. And that's okay for me, because I still love him. But I cannot help it that the media wanted to talk to me about me and our book.
Well, you're always going to be you're always going to be his brother. You're always going to be connected to him. And I mean, I'm getting the sign I got to wrap up. Randy, thank you, man, for being on the show. As always.
Bless you. Thanks a lot, guys.
Dude, as always, and please get the copy of the book. It's called A Moment in Time, Living in the Shadows. Randy, thanks for being on the show, man.
Thanks a lot. You guys keep in touch. Later.
All
love
right.
you.
Love you, man. Say hi to Bonnie. Yeah. Round of applause. Jesus Christ. How do you follow? Like, you can't even. Holy crap. I need to take a break. Let's
Very
take a break.
Serious stuff then.
Yeah, because He went through a lot of shit.
It sounds like his mother was a person with very low self-esteem.
Yeah.
And actually a father from hell.
Yeah, pretty much. The creature.
Well,
we got to go to break. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
They got to do these things we got to do. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after these words. Come on, Danny.
Ham Radio.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Unfiltered.
Tilted Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
You're listening to Ham Radio. This is Jesse Ventura. I've dedicated my life to uncovering major conspiracy theories like who really shot JFK. However, I may have found a conspiracy that may have no answers. How in the hell did Uncle Eddie get his own radio show?
Hey, Joe, why don't you shut up when I have to do a commercial? Stupid. Religion Tequila. That's right. ReligionTequila.com. Oh, man, I do love it because their vision has become their obsession. They strive at making the best 100% organic tequila out there with the best blue agave. All the precious things that they put into the bottle are amazingly done. They strive at nothing more and nothing less than perfection. They can't do any more than they have. They won awards for this stuff already. Double gold medal in 2017 Vegas Global Spirits Award for Best Overall Tequila and Best Blanco. And then they followed that up with Best Tequila and Best Respondo at the 2017 New York World Wine and Spirits Competition. So as you can see, get on the crazy train, grab a bottle of Religion Tequila, and enjoy yourselves, because if you're going to get the creme de la creme, if you're going to get the best tequila out there, you need to get Religion Tequila. For more information, of course, don't just listen to me. Go to ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com and experience the difference for yourself. ReligionTequila.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. The Spice Girls made their way onto the guest list for Prince Harry's upcoming wedding and will be performing at the reception. Meghan Markle has yet to reveal a bridal gift registry or any place else where she can tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Kylie Jenner's back to work a mere 18 days after giving birth. Understandably, the first 17 days must have been pretty hard. For the nanny, Barbara Streisand managed to have three puppies cloned from her beloved dog that passed away last year. The three puppies reminding her of her old companion. Streisand will be changing one of her lyrics to Memories, no, not in the corner of my mind. Tyler Perry's building a brand new mansion on his 1,200-acre Atlanta area estate not too far from his nearby production studio. The property is said to be so big, he'll have to email those kids to get off his lawn. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap Up.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me.
I can't even get over that Randy Fowler. The story is just amazing. The link, by the way, on the Facebook page is up there. All you have to do, click on the link, go get the book, check it out for yourself. This is the Ham Radio Show.
Yes.
718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, live, of course, here on HamRadioShow.com.
I said I love you when I swear I still do.
A little Nickelback for you.
Yeah. Little Women must have damn near killed you.
Nickelback.
All right.
People hate them, but I don't seem to not. No, I like them.
They're good, yeah.
I never really had a problem with Chad Kroeger there and Nickelback. I had when he was banging Avril Lavigne. I was a little jealous, but other than that,
what's wrong with
work for him?
By the way, did anyone else notice that I had to cut Joe's mic off?
Yeah, how come?
Because you were snoring.
Was I?
In the all you heard during the Randy Fowler interview, I turned your mic off at least, I want to say like 12 times.
What?
Because
I wasn't bored.
I know you weren't. That was the noise. If we can isolate Joe's mic, that's exactly what it sounded like.
Wow.
You were the only person I've ever met in my life that when they're wide awake, they snore.
Well,
it's the most amazing. Like, you're not even breathing heavy.
No.
You're fucking snoring.
I have a sinus condition.
I know you do, but it's a like straight up right to the right. In your face.
Yeah, but at my age, I'm just happy I'm breathing.
I know. We're happy for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to ever see you
when you stop hearing that, you better look back and make sure I'm not on the ground somewhere.
I'm turning around during this show? No.
Well, you'd let me die.
I got popcorn
hey,
over
if
here.
If I was like in bad shape, would you give me mouth to mouth? You know.
No, Danny's the medically trained one.
Well, Danny would give me mouth to mouth.
He would have to.
Negative K.
I think I'd rather die.
I'd rather let
He doesn't want you sucking his face, Danny.
I'd rather let him die.
Suck my dick.
Suck my dick, bitch.
Joe, if your wife doesn't do that, what makes you think
you
would do
that?
That's
true.
Danny's not married to you. He might do it.
Wouldn't it be something you could breathe life into somebody by like blowing them up through their dick? You know?
Nobody ever wants to blow you up there.
Well, it could happen.
Are you, the co-pilot in the airplane?
Well, that's
right. The release valve is right between his legs.
Yeah.
By the way, Nick,
I would bring a lot of people back to life, I think, personally.
By the way, Nick is laughing at you that you're snoring during the interview.
Well,
because obviously people heard it. I tried to turn off Joe's mic 9 million times. I thought it wasn't fitting. Like
if I know Nick, he'll make a bit out of it and put it on Facebook tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. Didn't I buy him for fucking White Trash Christmas, the nasal strips, so you wouldn't fucking snore on air?
No, you bought me a rope to hang myself.
That was one year. He's talking about it.
I bought you the nasal strip fucking things, so you won't snore.
Well, that would happen, yeah. Okay.
You won't put them on? What?
Why don't you pay for my surgery?
Why do we have the baby surgery? Why can't you?
Here's an idea.
Well, here's an idea. If you're going to snore live on the fucking air, here's an idea. Why don't you move your head away from the mic long enough that you're not on? Danny fucking is literally not paying attention to the show 9,000 times when we do the show. I turn his mic off, and he'll, like, go off into his own world and do whatever he has to do.
You make fun of you're
paying attention to the show.
I do.
So move your fucking big head away from the microphone, and I won't hear thing. I swear to God.
Really?
Let me see.
As soon as Billy moves into, like, Giggles' place,
that's
when Joe will stop snoring.
Oh, I see what he did there.
What did he do?
You see what he did? What he was saying was that will never fucking happen.
That will never happen, yes.
Let me see if I have...
I could go for surgery. But
at your age, you could end up like fucking Joan Rivers. That's exactly what they told me.
Just let me get a selfie.
Don't pay.
Just let me get a selfie with you while you're under the table.
Yeah, okay.
There you go,
there's Joe snoring. Suck my balls. Oh, yeah, I can't. What's that?
That's you snoring.
I isolated it.
You isolated it?
That's Joe's nose.
How did you do that?
Because I have talent.
Yeah, sure, I'll bet.
And then, look, that's not a wave. I didn't record it.
Well, I don't know where you got that from.
It's a minute two of you snoring.
Where's the Kevin Spacey's voice?
Once I'm dead.
That's not Kevin Spacey. Before we get sued.
Okay. Is that when you walked out under me sleeping the other day?
No, that's your breathing.
Oh.
It's horrible, but that's you breathing on the air.
Wow, yeah.
You legitimately...
When did you tape that?
What?
When did you tape
that? I have my ways. I don't need to fucking let all my secrets out.
I gotta know.
This is why I'm a trained fucking professional.
I'll bet you are.
I'm the second coming of Shock Jock. I do it myself.
So is the seal at the zoo that catches the ball.
Yeah.
On its nose. They're well trained too. It doesn't matter.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's why I can't be on Wheel of Fortune. You know what,
Bill? I never understand.
You know what Bill?
Shut the fuck up.
That was horrible. Yeah, I never understand what Billy's saying. Does anyone else not understand what Billy's saying?
I understand clearly everything he says.
Because you're a fucking moron.
He's extremely intelligent. Probably.
I never said Billy
the most
wasn't
intelligent man on the show next to me.
I never said that Billy wasn't intelligent.
No.
I said I never understand what the fuck Billy's saying, and neither did Danny. Because we both looked at each other.
Danny, self-exclamatory.
Exclamatory?
That too.
That's right.
Joe, why don't you come over here so I can piss on your face?
I want the dick.
He wants the dick. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
All of the penis.
Yes. Wait, by the way, Nick is asking if he can make a parody of it, please.
Absolutely.
Isolate every time Joe snores, Nick, and make a song out of it. And please post it up whenever you get a chance.
It'll make a lullaby.
And good night. Go to sleep, little Joey.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I just don't understand. I understand that you have a nose thing. Move your fucking head.
Well, you know.
How hard is that to move away from the microphone?
No, you don't understand. I don't hear it. If I heard it, I never do. But we've
told you, you do it all the time. It's not like it's a new thing. I'm not like, hey, Joe, by the way, you're fat.
Well, sometimes I think it's cured.
News break.
I'm fat.
I'm cured.
Like, I know I'm fat, and sometimes I breathe fucking irregular or whatever Danny thinks I have sleep apnea, which I don't have.
You probably do.
I fucking don't.
Nobody knows. How do you know you don't have sleep
apnea? Because doctors have checked me.
Oh, yeah, they've checked you. They've come into your room at night.
No, I have not done a sleep study.
Yeah.
But doctors have checked my lungs and checked fucking my air passages.
Check your ass.
That could be all fine. You can still have sleep apnea.
That's true. No, because isn't sleep apnea when you have a fucking...
No, sleep apnea is when you're large and you're... clog your airway when you sleep.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, but I've lied down and they fucking have checked everything and I have a good air coming through my slots.
The doctor wants you to die.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, no, because this is what happens. Fat people have to deal with this shit for these skinny fucks.
I never had a problem with gaining weight.
No, they look at you, and then if you don't have what the fuck they swear you have to have, you're an asshole.
You got high blood pressure. I can tell.
You have to have high blood pressure.
That's right.
Sleep apnea.
You're a fat slob.
Yeah, and you probably have a tiny, tiny penis.
That's
only part of that is correct.
That's right.
God damn it.
Well, you know, that's the way it is.
I'm just saying.
Well, this is what
I'm not dead yet.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Nobody told you.
I don't fuck.
Hey, Billy, I didn't understand exactly what you mean by that.
I don't know. Me neither.
No, I'm not dead yet is a famous quote from a goddamn movie. We all got that one. When he did the joke about the train seal, no one fucking got it.
I mean, I got it, but he took a long way to get there.
He always does.
He started it, and they made a left at Albuquerque, and then came all the way back and made a U-turn.
Billy has absolutely no...
fucking the sign for Papismo Beach was lost.
First off, Bugs Bunny, shut up, because you don't have... Billy has no GPS to jokes.
You have no GPS?
He has no GPS to jokes.
No.
He will tell a story. It will take 4 days to tell the story.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, he went to the market and got milk. Like, that's how small the story was. Ooh. But he'd be like, and then I went down... And there was crackheads standing outside. You remember, not the 85-year-old crackheads. And you'll tell it, and you're like, holy shit. Motherfucker. And then when he explains it, we're on a fucking deadline here. These jokes got to come flying.
Uh-oh.
All right? We got a business. I got one snoring, and this one telling fucking, well, he should be whittling wood on a fucking bench. This is what I have.
He should be packing his belongings and moving.
No, he won't. He won't do that. You see how he won't move it along here? He's not going to move to a new house.
Poor Eddie. Look what he has to put up
exactly,
with.
Exactly. I do. I got fucking Sleeping Beauty behind me.
I'm telling you.
And I got Wood Whittler over here. This is what I have.
Is he getting the rope next to you?
No, because according to Danny, I got fucking sleep apnea, and I'm going to die anyway.
It
I don't need a rope.
It could happen. It could happen.
As long as you're not
show.
Driving a train
happen,
with
a few
phone.
Minutes.
I'm just saying.
Now we're driving trains?
No. I drove a car. I think that's what Billy was trying
no.
to get. See,
like,
I don't know what Billy was saying.
All of these train accidents and derailments because the guys all have sleep apnea. So as long as you're not driving a train,
but
everything's
they're not
fine.
Sleeping while they're driving a train.
Wait a minute. Hold the
sleep
fuck
apnea.
On.
He's right about
hold
that.
On. Can I ask a question? How the fuck could you not start off the topic of the saying all those guys driving the train?
Yeah.
Not just. Why don't you drive a train?
As long as you're not driving the train, we'll be fine.
Yeah, I understood exactly what he
but
meant.
But that doesn't make
the fuck
any
is
sense.
Complicated about that.
When the fuck did the train get here?
All these guys that have been crashing trains, they all got apnea.
Yeah.
Yes, but see,
they
that's...
They all fall asleep at the wheel because they don't get a good night's sleep.
Wait, hold on. Do you see how Joe just explained that?
If you gotta spend
that's
time
how you
fucking
tell the story.
Explaining jokes, then there's no point in fucking making a joke.
That's not a joke.
Either you get it or you don't.
That
move
was
along.
That was the joke? That was a joke?
Yeah.
Move along, Donnie. Move along.
It's not that fucking complicated.
It wasn't that fucking funny.
It doesn't have to be.
You know the good
yes,
thing?
Yes, it does. We're entertaining people, goddamn.
You know the good thing about sleep apnea? You're gonna die in your sleep.
What happened?
The good thing about sleep apnea is you're going to die in your sleep.
God, I've never wished sleep apnea on someone so bad in my life.
No, really. And that's the way I want to go. I don't want to suffer. I just want to go to sleep.
Oh, by the way, Giggles is
that
agreeing.
That makes sense.
Can I point out that Giggles is agreeing with me?
Of course she is.
I think Billy is dating me.
Of course
me.
She is, because she's mad at Billy because he won't move in.
No,
get your clothes over there now.
She said... Point blank, Giggles is saying then she gets screamed at because she doesn't understand his cryptic sentence fragments.
Ah, cryptic.
I say, have I not said that Billy speaks in cryptic sentence fragments my whole life while we had him on the show? Cryptic segment fragments.
My mother-in-law, rest her soul, used to do the exact same thing. Like, out of nowhere, she would say, the bananas are green. And you go,
that's a Billy thing!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he gets mad at you because you don't understand what the fuck he's saying. And then you're the dick, okay?
You need an Alphador cipher just to fucking understand what he's saying.
Where's, I need a
I get it. That's all that counts.
I need a Billy DeConer. I think he's saying I'm driving a train and I'm a seal. I don't know what the fuck is happening now.
We should write a book, Decoding Billy.
Decoding Billy.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And remember, I take a size 11 shoe.
By the way, Giggles also says that she gets bored and walks off while he's talking. It takes 50 years to get a sentence out.
They do that to me all the time, honey.
Wait, it takes 50 years to get a sentence out anyway, and it doesn't make any sense. By the way, the roast of Billy went really well tonight.
Yeah, it hasn't been that bad.
If it takes that long for him to get a sentence out, how long is it going to take him to move?
Oh, my God! He's never moving!
Never.
It's not happening!
It's you know, I think you guys should get your own place together. There's a whole new place.
A whole new place!
Was that Billy just passing out on the floor?
It could be.
He can't even fucking move in. You want him to go look for a place?
Well, I think, you know, they should get a place. It would be their place.
A place in the city?
Our place. It won't be his place. It'll be
when
their
the lights
place.
Go out in the city.
Billy will tell you a story about the fucking, about the electricity, and then instead of not knowing it, he won't move in because he'll say the lights are out. I can't get over there.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Billy, can you please just at least bring, like, maybe two full outfits?
No.
Can you at least, like, upgrade to outfits, like a shirt, a pair of pants, socks, underwear? Something, like, in case of emergency, you bring an outfit to the fucking house.
In case of emergency, break glass, and there's a whole outfit for you.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I'm not saying that Giggles is fucking sane either. But what I'm saying is that this guy, he needs to show a little bit more effort. Just a slight little, like, maybe a smidge. Maybe, like, how about just a bag? Like a knapsack that you leave at the house, and it has the two outfits, maybe some a soap, you know, like
Aquanet.
All your Aquanet Avenger necessities.
Sure.
And you just leave the bag there, and it hangs on a. You put a nail in the wall, fuck her if she has no room. Put a nail on the wall, hang the bag, and it has a constant reminder that Billy's bag. He lives here now. We're making an effort. We're gonna get married. Let's make this wedding happen. That's what we should do.
All right, thanks.
You're not going to do that, are you?
No.
No. Not going to happen. I think I will fucking marry a supermodel before Billy fucking moves into this house.
You know, Billy, when you get married, people give you presents.
Not
you get a Cuisinart.
Yeah. You get like a pressure cooker.
You want a Cuisinart?
Yeah, vacuum cleaners.
Onion ring fryer, they got them all.
Yeah, that bridal showers, you don't get one of those. But you go to the bachelor party, you get a bachelor party.
Yeah, we can't throw you the bachelor party, according to Joe, until you fucking move in.
No, he has to get married. He has to have the date set, and you always get the bachelor party.
Why does he need a date set? Why can't we just have the bachelor party?
No, because it's usually traditionally given the night before the wedding.
Right, so this way
we don't have to.
Up.
Do we really have to do it the night before the wedding?
Absolutely. Well, you can fudge a little bit, but you can't have it like...
Oh, I fudge. All day,
and
sir.
I don't know. You know, that's like Valerie Harper. I'm going to die. Where? Come on. Do it. You know, you ready? You got to do it.
Valerie Harper will die before Billy moves into the
There you go, man. You know, I mean, you got a brain tumor. I got a brain tumor. Okay, I'm sorry, but, you know, come on.
Come on, Billy. You're going to make it after all. We're going to make it after all.
Go on Oprah, for Christ's sake. You know?
We can't go on Oprah. She doesn't have a show anymore.
That's where I be, yeah.
I will network. Make it on the... I will get a hit on the Deadpool bingo before Billy moves in.
And Danny's picks suck.
No, you got Kirk Douglas. He can't last much longer.
Kirk Douglas.
Still alive.
Still alive.
Still alive.
And will not die unless 101, Billy moves ahead.
How many people you know 101 years old? Come on. You
know,
like 102?
I know Kirk Douglas.
Jesus Christ.
He's Spartacus.
Fucking Spartacus, man.
Ashley, what's going on? Listening to the Ham Radio Show via the Facebook Live. Apparino. Checking everything out, by the way. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, too.
Giggles, by the way, also says, Billy, she's not moving. Her rent is very low, and my neighborhood is very good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Billy says, I think he said that mockingly, said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's great.
Is it a good neighborhood, Billy?
Yeah.
Can you put your clothes outside and they won't be robbed?
What section? Gravesend?
No.
Don't give out the location.
Bensonhurst? I don't want to. I'm just wondering.
We don't want paparazzi visiting, Billy.
Bensonhurst?
I'll tell you later.
Bay Ridge.
Nope.
I'm telling you, the good section. I know Brooklyn very well.
Canarsie.
No, Canarsie's not good anymore. Used to be good.
Used to be good. Not so much.
Now all those shootings you hear, they're in Canarsie.
She lives in Compton. In the city of Compton.
Yeah.
I will. She's just gonna dump you. She says.
I know.
It's better if it just stay. If he just stays there.
Yes.
Yeah, but do you see how I don't want that to happen?
Yeah.
That you two. First off, come on, Giggles. No one touches Billy Schmeckle, and you touch Billy Schmeckle. And I don't want Billy to lose out on this just because he's a stubborn old goat.
Yeah.
I don't want him to fuck this up because he won't put a pair of underwear in your house. Do you understand? I don't want that to happen. Hear me. I'm speaking from the heart now.
Now, what loud asshole think of next?
I'm thinking of a bunch of things. Just like I'm telling him to fix this goddamn relationship because she's on the threshold to fucking breaking up with you, Bill. She's going to end this marriage before it happens.
Uh-huh.
Do we want that to happen, gentlemen? I think nay.
Oh, no. Billy's been such a nice guy since he's going out with Giggles. He was a prick before.
Yeah. He's a dick.
What do you mean? I'm still a prick.
No, really. I mean, having the, I think it's the family environment that brings out the nurturing image in William.
I've never seen a nurturing image.
Oh, well, yeah. You never will either, let me tell you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want Billy's, because I don't know if you noticed, Billy has a hard head.
He does?
He's a very, like,
Capotois, huh?
What's the word? No. He's stubborn as a Doberman mule.
okay.
He's very.
He's as hard as government cheese.
Yeah, you can't push him to do anything. So I don't want him to fuck this up. Because now this girl touches his smiggle.
Yeah.
No one touches his smiggle. Yeah. Nobody.
Well, there was that doctor once.
Yeah, but he was a mean guy,
doctor,
and he got charged.
Doctor Who don't count.
And I had to pay extra.
Hey, Billy, before Giggles, what was the last girl you kissed? I mean, really romantically.
Leave his mom out of this.
Jeez.
I'm talking about just kissing now.
All right, I'm talking about the show's over. You don't hear the music?
We need another half hour.
No, we can't.
Okay.
All right, remember that free speech is never silent. So always speak the fuck up. And if you're going to fuck that chicken, please, can you get the chicken at least a pair of pants?
Yeah.
Move it in is all I'm saying. Until then, I say AMF, my friends. That means adios, motherfucker!
Sure, we'll get laid before Billy moves.
Hey, look, I can see Billy not moving in from here. Hi, Bill.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.